In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You carry God's image, discover who you are, and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We don't have in our own wisdom or utterance the ability to communicate the mysteries of your kingdom. I'm asking you to help us tonight. From the point of communication here on the pulpit, all the way down to the other end of receiving, connect all the lines. And then open up the heavens, open up our eyes to behold the wonders of your glory. Show us our place in your end time plan and how we can, in union with you, who is the head of the church, begin to implement your will in the earth at a greater capacity, at a greater efficiency than we have always or we have always done in the past. We thank you. We give you praise. Have your way here tonight, wonderful Holy Spirit. Glorify the name of Jesus Christ again tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Every now and then, the Lord works to upgrade the level of understanding. There is not a new revelation, just the level of understanding the church has concerning certain aspects of His Word, because I said in the morning, a breakthrough is a sudden outburst of light that takes us beyond the point of struggle, the point of limitation. One of those areas of breakthrough in understanding is the area of the heavenly ministry of the believer. Let me begin by saying, believers have two ministries, all believers. You can find it in Revelation 5, 9, 10. After our redemption, the Lord gave us the ministry of priests and the ministry of kings. So what that the one was talking about is our priesthood ministry. The ministry of advocacy is part of our priestly ministry. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about the ministry of authority, which is our kingly ministry. Everybody lift up your hand and say, Father, tonight, open the heavens. Open my eyes. Give me breakthrough revelation that will take my Christian life to another level. In Jesus' name. So, we have the priestly ministry, Revelation 1, you know, Revelation 5, 9, 10, both places. He has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign in the earth. Now, those ministries function in the earth realm. But their basis, the authority, the foundation for those ministries is in the heavenly realm. Because as a priest, there is no tabernacle on earth like Aaron, where to go and enter, Holy of Holies, to go and burn sacrifice. There's no earthly temple. So where is our priesthood? Where do we offer our sacrifice? Is it on church altar? We have at least five types of sacrifices we offer, starting with our prayer, our praise and worship. Where do we offer? Do we burn it? Should we now create incense? No, because that ministry is a heavenly ministry. That's why they opened the veil, the curtain, and gave us access where only one man used to come. Once in a year, the high priest
within the veil into the holiest of all. Now you and I, all of us, all believers, are allowed to come. Not once in a year, not once in a month, not once in a week. Anytime, every day, we have boldness to enter into the holiest of all by the blood of the Lamb. Our ministry is a heavenly one. And when we now do that ministry, we can rule things on the earth. Said he has made us kings and priests unto our God, and they shall reign on the earth. To rule on the earth, you have to rule from the unseen. It's the spiritual world that controls the natural world. And then he gave us a kingly ministry. That same kingly ministry, when last did you win an election? Where is your own throne? Where is your own jurisdiction? There might be governors, there might be people in government here, but thank God for that. There's an earthly side to it. Some of the things that people like Professor Nborg teaches, national transformation, taking charge of your sphere, controlling the economy, taking charge of education fair. Let me tell you, you won't have any real influence until you learn to rule for your throne, because he gave us a sitting with Christ at the right hand of the heavenly places in Christ. That ministry is a heavenly one. Our throne exists. We are made to sit, not will sit. Not will is not a future thing. He has made us. Not will make us. And made us kings and priests unto our God. We actually have a throne. You are actually a king that has been crowned and enthroned. So you see now, the training is training God's people on how to rule and reign. I love how Romans chapter 5, I think it's verse 17 if I'm correct, it said, they that have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. After redemption, it's time to reign. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. We have altar from where to function. But it's not on earth. So whatever we do on earth, operate from that source. That's why I'm sorry to say this. All our talk about transforming the nation will not happen until we learn to function from the unseen down to the seen. If we ignore the ministry of prayer and ignore our priesthood and our office that Christ has given us, we can talk from now till. Because there are structures. Before you talk about the human entities, the powers that be, the government, the institution, there are unseen institutions, there are principalities, there are powers, there are thrones, there are dominions that are controlling the things that you see. Jesus created the people, raised them from spiritual death, and exalted them with himself to the right hand of the heavenly places, so they can deal with what government cannot deal with. They can deal with what normal men cannot deal with. They can deal with what even the economic kings, the natural people that look after the affairs of this world cannot handle. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Jesus came and spoke unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. Obviously, one of the purposes for this authority is for us to implement the Great Commission. The way the system works is that God gives you a mandate. A mandate is an authorization to execute a certain assignment on behalf of the government or ruling powers. For example, if Lagos State government give you a mandate to go to a particular area and do a housing estate, the mandate will state what you are to do, the assignment, but the mandate also has authorization, authority to implement that assignment. That is power to enforce, to execute that assignment. So that when you get there, you're supposed to do a housing estate for the government where citizens will move in. You might need people living in shanties and they will need to be moved. You might need to talk with them gently and nicely, negotiate exits for them. You might need to resettle them. But even after all of that nice whatever, and some of them now decide not to move, because you don't just have an assignment to get done, you have authority backing you. You can go in there and clear all those their shanties and pull down those houses. And so sometimes, to get a full mandate in a well-developed democracy, an edict is passed, either by the lawmakers or even the court or whatever. If it's a kingdom, the king passes the edict by a decree, authorizing you to go ahead. At that moment, any opposition, crush it. God gave the church a mandate to go and make disciples of all nations. And because of that, he gave us authority to back it up. That's why he was telling us this. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I now delegate my assignment, because he came here, did that assignment for 3.5 years, but he needed to go to assume his heavenly ministry, which was very, very important for us. So in trying to go, he delegates his assignment on earth. Our mission is just to continue the mission of Christ, nothing else. The mission of Christ on the earth. So he delegated his assignment, his mission to us, the church, going to win and disciple the nations. And then the same authority he rose from the dead that the Father gave him, he delegated it to us. So authority is delegated power. Authority also is the right to command and to be obeyed. Authority also is the right to carry out certain function on behalf of the power, the institution, the government, or whosoever. For example, authority can be a power of attorney given to a man to manage an estate on behalf of the owner of the estate. And because he has that authority, he can take tenants, he can collect rents, he can also sack tenants. He has the power of attorney. Jesus gave you and I power of attorney on the earth to run his business on his behalf, and gave us the full backing of the throne of God, the authority that his Father gave him at his resurrection. Notice, authority is only as strong as the power that backs it. Authority and power go together.
I offer my life as a living sacrifice to your will. Just take it all.
And by your spirit, we enter in into this door that is opened by
Jesus Christ. Just take it all. So come and stay. Oh, yes. Father, come take all the love in me. Spirit, take all the love in me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogbeni.
Jesus gave you and I power of attorney on the earth to run his business on his behalf, and gave us the full backing of the throne of God, the authority that his Father gave him at his resurrection. Notice, authority is only as strong as the power that backs it. Authority and power go together. I'm sure you already know that. If you see a policeman
on the road. Sometimes they don't have guns. Because if you have gun, that's firepower. You also have power. Usually, they wear a badge and wear their uniform to show there are people under authority and people in authority. And so, he will come out on the road and with a wave of hand like this, he can stop a trailer. He can stop a mighty truck carrying oil. He can stop a speeding truck on the road like this. And for some mysterious reason, we human beings understand the authority of a policeman and we respond. You just stop. Then he says, start moving, and we move. That man doesn't have the ability to stop a tanker, an 18-tired truck. He has the authority to stop it. He doesn't have the ability. Because if you put him there, the truck will crush him. We don't have the ability, necessarily, in quotes, to stop these forces that are causing havoc on the earth. But we have the authority. And once we lift up that badge, in the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter how many hosts of forces of darkness they have to stop. Can somebody here say amen? Amen. But Jesus even went further, because when he rose from the dead, he conferred authority to his disciples. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. After all of that, he told them, tarry in Jerusalem till you've been endued with something else. Authority is exousia. He said, you also need dunamis. So I like this policeman that not only can wave hand to stop you, but the ones that also carry what? Firepower. Blow off the head of that devil. Report to God later. There is nothing that will come out of that case. There are rebels. No, what is going on is that God has refused to condescend to be the one dealing with demons. He has transferred all of that to his children. He said, out of the mouth of babes I'm suckling, has thou ordained strength because of your enemy. Don't want to come down and be exchanging words with demons. The responsibility to take care of these rebel guys has been committed to us. Can I hear an amen? Okay, back to the subject. So, authority, the value of any authority, the strength of any authority is determined by the kind of power that backs it. That's why if a U.S. policeman and a Nigerian policeman stand on two different stands and international stands, they have to challenge themselves. There is something, you have to weigh what is behind you. What will be behind the Nigerian one will be the might of the federal government of Nigeria. But what will be behind the U.S. guy will be the might of United States. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? That's why you said there are powers and there are superpowers. Everyone say superpowers. You and I belong to a kingdom that is the supreme ruler over the whole universe. The kingdom that rules over all. That's where we belong to. We are not representing Nigerian government. You're not representing your traditional ruler in the village. We are representing the kingdom of God. That's, we are giving ambassadorial status for our king. There are five powers at least that back up our authority. Number one is the power of God's throne. If you know what that throne looks like, the power of God's throne. Number two is the power of the risen Christ. This Jesus that we talked about the other day that died has risen from the dead. And he has ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God. What is he doing there? One of the heavenly ministry of Jesus is to be our intercessor. One of his heavenly ministry is to be our advocate. One of his heavenly ministry, what he's doing, still doing ministry.
He delegated the earthly ministry to us, but he's still ministering in heaven. One of his ministry in heaven is to be our high priest. So even priest needs priest. We are priests, but priests themselves need a priest. Our high priest. Now, let me tell you, as he lays authority, one of the ministry that he's doing in heaven is to be the guarantor of the new covenant that he has made in his blood. A guarantor is the person that enforces the will. Most testators cannot be guarantors for their will. They hire a lawyer or delegate to a court to enforce the will, because will can be challenged. You write a will and tomorrow the younger brother takes the bigger brother to court and says, that is not true. My father did not write this thing. You influence him under duress. Second wife sues the first wife. Or the children sue their mother. There's a case I had to be called into. Children sue their mother. The mother got some good stuff in the will. And they said, no, you influenced our dad when he was sick. And the will was in court and nobody was benefiting. Now, Jesus knew that what he died for can be challenged. The father knew that. So what he did was to raise the man that wrote the will from the dead, take him to the courtroom in heaven, give him a sitting near to the judge, and his job there is to guarantee that everything he paid for is not denied to his heirs. Can I hear you say amen? You find in the book of John where Jesus was teaching prayer, he uses the word ask twice. In John 16, he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, the Father will give it to you. So the way to pray in the ministry of advocacy is go to the judge using the name of Jesus and plead any case, and we will get it. The Father will give it to you. Whatever you ask the Father. But in John 14, Jesus was talking about doing mighty works. He that believeth in me, from verse 2, the works that I do, he shall do, and greater works than that. Here he uses another word in issue of prayer. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Hey, last time the Father will give it. This time it is you that will do it. What is the problem now? Is there conflict? No. The problem is the translation of the word ask. He's talking about two kinds of prayer. There is petitioning prayer or supplication prayer that is made to the Father, intercession prayer, but there is commanding prayer. There is exercise of authority. And that's what we use in doing mighty works. That's why in the ministry of Jesus, you will not see one place he wants to heal somebody that he talked to the Father about it. Not once. Oh, Father, oh, see this blind man, I'm begging you to open his eyes. You will never see that. Oh, Father, oh, the man is deaf. Oh, Father, please. You will never see that. He was delegated, sent to do those jobs. And he was given authority to open that blind eyes. So, usually, you will notice that the people he delegated the ministry to, the first set of disciples, when they meet circumstances, blindness, crippled men, you won't see them praying. Because what Jesus was saying here is that whatsoever you demand, whatsoever you command, you are not commanding the Father. You remember when Barista Wampa was teaching, he said in the courtroom there is decorum. We're not talking about commanding the Heavenly Father. We're talking about commanding forces, commanding circumstances to change. Whatever you demand in my name, I, the Son, not the Father now, we guarantee it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So if you go and check the Greek word, you see there are two different words. English translated both of them, ask. He's not talking about petition here. We have two offices. We have to know how to interplay those two as we do our work. When we need to use the ministry of authority and when we need to use the ministry of advocacy.
And whenever we use the ministry of advocacy, we are addressing the Father, the courtroom. When we use the ministry of authority, we are addressing Satan. We are addressing mountains. We are addressing circumstances. We are legislating the will of God on the earth. When we use the ministry of authority, we are not commanding the Father. So, at the gate called Beautiful, Acts chapter 3, you will see the people that heard him. Now, he's about to use this power. He sees a crippled man. And Peter says to him, silver and gold have I none, but there is something I have. The man that sent me gave me authorization. The man that sent me gave me his name. Such as I have, give I unto thee. Instead of saying, oh, Father, we are your servants. You sent us to preach. Can't you see what's happening here now? Please raise this crippled man. You can address God and he can respond. There's nothing wrong with that. We have both things in the will. Whatever we ask the Father in my name, he will do it. Now he said, whatever you demand in my name, I will back you up. Do you know why? At the throne, part of his job is to be the guarantor, the enforcer. Of the will. You know, I wish every human being that dies will be given that privilege. Your will can never be tampered with. Because any argument, you say, I'm the one that wrote it. Oh yeah, clear. I assigned that house to this boy. I gave the car to my daughter. And all argument will. So demons do not obey us because of us. They obey us because of the one that stands up for us. They obey us because of him. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? If you notice in Mark chapter 16, when he gave them the great commission, go into the world, preach the gospel to all creatures. He said, first sign, this sign shall follow. The first one, you shall cast out devils. If you get to verse 20, the same Bible said, the Lord that has risen, that has ascended, was now walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. He is the guarantor. So each time they exercise the authority of his name, he confirms it. He backs it up. The power of the risen Christ is behind you, my friends.